Alrighty, we're right about to start in just a few seconds with Phil's going to be talking to us about Container Day.
Yep. All right. Hi, everybody. I'm trying to change it up because many years I've given like the Container D update. Hey, it's our new version. Here's the new features. And rather than bore you with that another year, this talk is going to be a little more about the project itself and some design decisions I think we've made that have been beneficial to the success of the project. And I'm actually going to start with a demo because I may get long-winded and I'd rather show it to you now and it may help kind of set the stage for what we talk about. There's two newish features that this demo relies on. One is the AeroFS snapshotter, which this is not a talk about AeroFS, but it's an interesting newish file system in the Linux kernel that's valuable in the container space. And the Nerdbox shim, which we'll talk about shims. It's actually using the libkrun project. Folks may have heard of that. But I'm going to switch to a terminal that I think is big enough. Here is just the messy output of Containerd, and if you can see all the way up here, this is a MacBook running Mac OS. It's FOSDEM, so boo if you need to for a minute. But this is Containerd running on this Mac. And we've had Mac support in Containerd. You might question why, because there's not been a runtime that could, you know, isolate processes in the same way that we do on Linux. But needless to say, there have been people working on that. So rather than, I'll show you the command I'm going to run. CTR is a simple client, similar to Docker, Podman, etc. I'm going to run the Alpine image and run a shell. Obviously not an exciting demo, but again, try and remember that this is a Mac OS laptop. I'm not running this inside a VM. If I, you know, you name inside the container I'm in, it says I'm ARM64 Linux. And again, all the usual commands work. If we grep for a shim, here's where you see that there's a Containerd shim called Nerdbox V1 that's actually running, and this is instead of runc. So Nerdbox is using libkrun to run a lightweight hypervisor, which then inside that has an initd process that is listening to communication that actually obviously uses runc inside the container. So the reason I show you all that, and again, simple demo, not all that flashy, because I think decisions we made that Containerd's code base didn't have to change at all for this to work, I think that reflects a set of design decisions that have made us successful. We're running everywhere. I won't belabor this slide, but you know, Containerd is pretty much in all the managed services of hyperscalers, many of the build-your-own, roll-your-own Kubernetes solutions. All the Chinese clouds, many of them are very involved in the project as contributors. They're also using it in their solutions. And then my company, Amazon AWS, is using it. And I guess this is maybe the first moment that this has been mentioned, but Lambda managed instances, which was announced at reInvent in December, actually uses Containerd in the data plane. So your Lambda functions on managed instances are actually running as containers on Containerd. So again, Containerd is running a lot of places. And again, my argument for today is that some of the extensibility we baked in early on and some of the things we've refined have made it possible for it to be useful in a lot of different ways. And so we're just going to talk briefly about clients, snapshotters, and shims. There's some other interfaces in Containerd that are also kind of interesting. We built a transfer service about 2 years ago that allows you to do pull operations or copy operations, any source to any sink, and that actual source and sync objects are pluggable. So you could do a registry to registry copy plugin. You could do all kinds of interesting things. And we also, prior to that, added stream processors, which means I can plug my own binary in to the stream of bytes from or to a registry. So think about decrypting encrypted layers as one of the features that uses that, or having a custom algorithm. On the client side, again, there's a small kind of very, very simple diagram. So clients, think of Docker using Containerd, the CTR tool we just ran. BuildKit is a client of Containerd. There are higher layer ones like Kubernetes uses the CRI API. So Containerd presents the CRI API so that Kubernetes and the kubelet specifically can drive Containerd. And again, so we have a Go SDK that's kind of this rich client. Obviously, you can talk directly gRPC, so anything you can generate bindings for. We've done that for Rust and Go, obviously, so that you can use gRPC services properly. And then, as I mentioned, there's this more kind of thick client in Go that BuildKit uses, CTR uses. But again, this has given us like a broad array of potential ways to drive Containerd, either through Kubernetes or without the CRI. And that Lambda managed instances product I talked about uses Containerd via a Rust client. And so there's a few groups that are starting to use Rust in and around the Containerd ecosystem. So snapshotters, again, trying not to take up too much time, you know, belaboring kind of the architecture overall. But snapshotters are the way that we represent the container image that you've pulled from a registry, how it's represented in the file system. And so the snapshotter interface abstracts away the file system details. So we have a bunch of long-time built-in snapshotters that you'll recognize, Overlay, ButterFS, ZFS, Device Mapper. We have a native snapshotter, and the Microsoft team has a couple for Windows and Linux on Windows containers. More recently, we added a block file snapshotter and, as I mentioned, RFS. The cool thing, again, here is that we built the snapshotter API, I'll show it on the next slide, to be very simple and straightforward. So you care about the details of your file system, and Containerd just needs basic information like the list of mount commands to run that you've assembled for it. But the other thing we did is we built a proxy interface so you can build a snapshotter that isn't even part of the Containerd code base. And so at AWS, we built something called Sochi that does lazy loading. GKE also has something called image streaming that's built as a snapshotter. There's Nidus, StarGZ, Overlay BD. These are all kind of lazy loading, you know, new initiatives from various teams around the world. And again, because we built this proxy system, they don't have to wait for our release. They don't have to wait for us to merge their changes. You can just build a snapshotter and start using it with your custom file system, with your ideas about how to do lazy loading or fast pulling. And again, that's just a feature that allows Containerd to be extended without the core team being involved at all. We did, as you can see, merge RFS directly into the core, but it could have been, it did start as an external add-on snapshotter. As I said, I'll just show the interface really quickly. These are the RPC. This is the interface that you would have to implement if you wrote your own snapshotter. Again, I don't have all the details here about what these request responses look like, but again, these are simple interfaces that allow you to handle the file system interface and lets Containerd only worry about what it needs to know to set up the container file system and mount namespace. Shims are a little more interesting. So the demo we saw at the beginning was built around this idea that Containerd has a set of sort of objects that it manages in its gRPC services that you would expect, you know, things like a container, a process, a task, the images, the content store. But once all that's assembled and there's an OCI spec to run, we pass that down to a shim. The shim interface can be implemented by something like runc, obviously, or crun, or on Windows, HCS shim. And so that process, that binary, gets to decide how to turn that OCI spec and the bundle into a isolated process. Obviously, that looks different on Windows than it does on Linux with runc. But this has generated a very long list of interesting side projects. Again, we don't have to control who's creating shims, who's authoring shims. Some of them have been contributed into our project, and we call them non-core, like RunWASI. Nerdbox is a new non-core project that I showed you. I'm trying to think if any of the others are actually in the Containerd organization. But again, many of these are third party. They're managed by a group that cares about this technology. Some of them are fun, you know, single person projects like the BSD jails. Yuki is a Rust shim implementation that doesn't even need runc because it's implemented the OCI spec to process isolation steps within itself as a Rust program. RunSC, Google put that together for gVisor. And again, the list goes on. Kata, Inclavare, Quasar, which actually is interesting because it has a runc variant. It knows how to do lightweight virtualization. And so using other annotations and knowledge about the container, it can decide on the isolation mechanism. There's an eBPF shim, and then Firecracker Containerd, again, something we had put together when AWS was using Firecracker for lightweight virtualization. So again, the point here, the shim interface has allowed people to do their own interesting things about what it means to isolate a process, different operating systems. What I showed you was, you know, macOS using libkrun. But again, this has allowed people to do many interesting things that we as Containerd maintainers would have never dreamed up ourselves or built ourselves, or maybe would never have merged into the core project because maybe we wouldn't know how to maintain them or keep them over time. The shims implement the task interface, so this is a little bit larger, but it's all the things you would expect to have to do with an isolated process on an operating system: create it, start it, delete it, etc. Many of them will look similar to what runc does when it starts and stops isolated container processes. So, you know, part of my idea for this talk was just if you're creating something you believe is shareable, this may not apply if I'm building a command line tool. It's not something I'm expecting to be extensible. But if you think about Kubernetes as another great example, if there was a way to create your own custom resources or to plug in your own interfaces for egress or ingress, you know, how valuable would that project have become? So I think Containerd and Kubernetes are both good examples. If you think about your design, you know, what are the use cases that I can consider today that I could enable by making an interface pluggable and have reduced friction for people using your project when it's mature and stable? And maybe you don't want to be adding, you know, many, many things into the core project. So, wow, I'm way ahead of time. So we have lots of time for questions. We can even show more Nerdbox, but not that exciting. We do have some channels on Slack. If you ever have a question, if you're interested in adding a feature to Containerd, come chat with us there. And again, we have plenty of time for some questions right now.
And just before everyone claps, please stay very quiet during the questions. The microphone for the questions is not particularly strong. So if we want to have any chance for Phil actually understanding anything, please speak up. And the rest of you, please be quiet. Thank you.
Hey there. So I haven't had really chance to follow the transfer service work, but is the idea that the snapshotters are going to use the transfer service for...
Are going to use which service?
The transfer service. So basically, like right now, most snapshotters implement their own like polling logic, which kind of like messes with like CRI mirror configuration and stuff like that. So is there a plan to like get snapshotters to use this one unified solution?
Yeah, that's a good question. So when you configure the transfer service, if you're calling it via API, you can specify, here's the snapshotter that will handle, you know, unpack, et cetera. It does get tricky with like a lazy loading technique. So I'm not sure we have a great answer for that yet. Definitely our work on Sochi AWS, There are friction points. That's something we should probably talk about as a community, especially as more and more people are playing with lazy loading.
Hey Phil. So my impression generally is that Containerd tends to, the extensibility design of Containerd tends to revolve around having, like, calling out to a different binary that does this different implementation. In OCI, the way we did extensibility for runtime was through hooks, which doesn't give you everything. But I guess the thing is that it seems to me like, from my perspective, it seems like you actually want both rather than just one or the other. Because, like, for instance, if some service wanted to hook into getting metrics from Containerd that are very specific that are from Containerd directly, I think that you, as far as I'm aware, Containerd doesn't really have that many of like the hook style extensions. It's mainly the calling out style extension.
Yeah. So, you know, some of that configurable in Containerd's config, like a set of stream processors that I want you to call. Datadog contributed the plugin for container or image signing and image verification, actually. Again, it's similar. You say, here's my binary, go call it when you've pulled an image. It's a good question. Hooks fit in the lifecycle aspect. I guess it'd be interesting to think where they could fit in the rest of those. I guess images have a lifecycle. You can say, you know, trigger on pre-pull or pull. That's an interesting idea.
And we've seen a question from the chat as well. I don't know if you want to read it.
How well does performance compare with the native Apple Container Runtime, and what advantages does this have over, say, other solutions?
Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to make any performance comparisons. I think Eric will be giving a talk in here pretty soon on containerization. Obviously, there's lightweight virtualization involved in both. We're still experimental with Nerdbox. I don't think anyone has real performance data at this point.
Any other question? Anyone missing a key card of some kind?
I might have already left.
If not, I think there's a lost and found in K. I think building K might have a lost and found otherwise. Okay. I guess we're going to be wrapping up the NASA.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.